In our family, our second baby, Matthew, was stillborn. It was after a completely normal pregnancy at 38 weeks gestation, so at the point at which, obviously, we were expecting our second child to join our family. I had absolutely no warning signs at all. My pregnancy was completely trouble-free, and it wasn't actually until I was in labour and the midwife tried to find a heartbeat that we realised that something was seriously wrong, in that she couldn't find a heartbeat. And very sadly, about 20 minutes later, he was born, but was stillborn. So,
one of the things that we've heard already this morning is the thought that in many cases the possibility of stillborn is something that's never mentioned. Many other things are mentioned, the concerns over what could happen in each stage of pregnancy, but not that. Was anything ever mentioned to you about a possibility?
No, I think that's one of the most difficult things for families, that you're catapulted from this joyous anticipation of a baby arriving in your family to the depths of despair when a baby is stillborn, without even really knowing what the word means, because we just don't know enough about, it's just not, the awareness is just so low.
How did you grieve for Matthew?
In many ways. Drank wine, ate chocolate, couldn't sleep, walked miles, but talked a lot, talked to my partner, talked to my family and friends, and also we got very good support from SANS, because at SANS you can talk to people who truly do understand how it feels and what you're going through, and can give you that light at the end of the tunnel.
There must have been a huge amount of pressures in many areas of your life, not least on that relationship that you spoke about with your partner. What kind of pressures did you experience?
I think the difficulty in a partnership is, of course, you grieve at different stages, probably. It's very unlikely that two people are feeling exactly the same thing at any one time. So when you're feeling particularly low, which you are for most of the time in those initial days, it's very, very difficult to support your partner, and therefore they can perceive that you're not able to support them, and that can cause difficulties. So I think it's just, when you're in grief, you're roller coasting, and two people roller coasting along together tend to bump into each other quite a lot, and that's quite hard.
We often hear of hugely busy maternity units and staff who often don't have as much time as perhaps they and we might like. Was there a time where time could be given to you, time could be devoted to you to see you through those first few days?
Certainly. I think the care that families get after a baby dies is actually usually very high. We certainly were given time and respect and privacy to say hello and goodbye to our son in the way that we wanted to.
Do you still think about Matthew?
Oh, gosh, yes.
What do you think about?
I think what he would have been. I mean, I think my sadness now, if I'm honest, is for him and not for us. We're very fortunate. We had a son before, and we have had a daughter since. So we do have a lot of happiness in our family. And I don't feel sadness every day that he's not with me, but I do feel sadness for him, because he didn't get a chance to have his life. And that seems so unfair in this day and age.
And what about Matthew's siblings? Because you mentioned that the other children that you've had, do they feel as if they've ever had a brother? Or is that something that's unique to you, feeling that you've had the son?
A bit complicated for them, really. My oldest son was 2 when Matthew was stillborn, so his understanding was quite limited. I think they understand he's part of our lives. We talk about him. They can't really miss him, because he wasn't part of their lives. But I think their understanding of life in general and the issues that people have to go through is probably a lot greater than if he hadn't existed. So in some ways, he may have helped them on their life's journey.
One of the things we've spoken about this morning is the fact that this country has one of the highest rates of stillbirths in the developed world, according to this study in The Lancet. Was there any post-mortem done that might lead you to believe, to have some understanding of the reasons why it's so common in this country?
In our personal case, no reason was found. We did have a post-mortem carried out because we wanted to find out why. I think that's the question that every parent asks. And obviously, we'd already had a son. We wanted to make sure there was nothing genetic that might affect him. And we hoped to have future children and didn't want anything to be affecting them. But in our case, there was nothing found. And that's true for over a third of all babies that are stillborn. At the moment, no reason is found.
For those people who obviously might unfortunately require the assistance of the charity you work with, SANS, how can people get in touch?
The quickest and easiest way to get in touch is through our helpline. And that's 020-7436-5881. That's open every weekday from 9:30 in the morning till 5:30 in the evening. And then on Tuesday and Thursday evenings, it's open between 6 and 10. Or you can email, which is helpline@sans-uk.org.